free. Oh, the promise is worth the wait. Oh, the promise is worth the wait. Tell yourself, the promise is worth the wait.
My God.
Yeah.
I got 2 seconds. A lot of us are in the waiting season, and it's so uncomfortable. And I know it's not just me. We're waiting on our loved ones to be healed. We're waiting on our own healing. We're waiting for our job, that job we really want to call us back. We're waiting for breakthrough in different areas of our life. We're waiting to feel whole. We're waiting to feel at home by ourselves again. We're waiting not to feel afraid. And I just felt this in my spirit. The promise is worth the wait. God is not a man that he should lie. And a lot of times we put our human limitations on a being that's so supernatural and outside of our scope of understanding that we think that if he hasn't done it within a week or within a month or maybe even within a year, that it won't happen. But that's what faith is for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. If you can see it, we're waiting on God to manifest the things that he told us about in our dreams. And people think that you're crazy, right? You think you're crazy sometimes, but the promise is worth the wait. God said that I am not going to lead you astray. If I gave you the vision, I'll give you the resources. If I gave you the vision, I'll give you the people. Everything that you need can be found in the Lord's feet. Amen? I just have to say that because a lot of times I've been discouraged. Hard and I'm tired.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm leaning on my own strength.
Come on now, girl.
God says, trust me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. There will be for rest for the people of God. Jesus is that rest. So when you come to him with all your problems, even with your anger, with your accusations, with your tears, he welcomes it. Because guess what he'll exchange you for? In exchange for your worry, for your fear, for your crying, for your work, for your labor, he will give you rest. He will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. So when you walk into work in the morning and people don't know why you have such a good attitude, that is.
Yeah, come on.
When you come into church in the morning and you don't want to serve because you're tired, God will give you your reproduction. You don't have to keep pouring for me. Look, get what you need here tonight. It's not about us. It's not even about you.
Come on,
let the Lord speak to you.
Yeah.